talk to me about the album. Do you have favourites each on it, or are you loving everything from start to finish? Are there ones that are individual to your own hearts?
I think Tom and I both are particularly proud of This Ain't New Jersey, because it's the first tune that the two of us have written together, a proper co-write. And, you know, I guess that was something that we didn't really bargain on happening when we set up to do a studio session, you know, to actually end up writing songs together. So I think This Ain't New Jersey is definitely significant, and, you know, it's also a great tune.
And some flipping amazing and quite unusual covers. I mean, Black Wonderful Life, just one of my favourite songs ever. Not something you hear covered a whole lot. As the same as could be said about Yazoo's Only You.
Yeah, I mean, well, for us, we thought going around various parts of Europe and talking to people about the cover choice, we all thought that the songs that we'd done really hadn't been covered very often.
Mm.
But that's not the case in everywhere that you go. But for us, at least, yeah, Black's Wonderful Life hadn't been covered very much.
Yeah, they said in Germany, where we've just come from, they've been saying that it's been covered loads of times.
Oh, really?
And why didn't you think of doing something else? Whereas, yeah,
you
in England...
You can't win everywhere,
yeah,
can you?
Yeah, we're trying there.
And Agnes Obor, I came across her earlier on this year, and I loved the song so much. I downloaded the whole album, and it just... blew me away. Such a different sounding kind of voice. How did you come to be working with her?
Well, she's magic. I mean, just someone that we're kind of, we've been aware of for a little while, but we kind of have friends in common, so we managed to send her...
This is so showbiz, isn't it? It's all showbiz, you two.
Well,
down the pub with your showbiz friends.
Yeah. Well, we sent her some tunes. She liked them, but initially she wanted just to sing backing vocals on a track, and we were like, well, that's lovely, thank you, but we'd love it if you could sing a song. And and she dictated the song, and she was very
particular.
She was very scared of being cheesy. She very knew what she wanted, and she led that. But she's got one of those voices that when she opens her mouth, you just stop what you're doing and listen.
I mean, it's kind of Björk like it's sort of, you can almost tell she's not English in the
sort of pronunciation.
It's fairy like I guess.
Kind of elfin-y pixie vibe going on. She's quite small too, actually.
Is she? She's like a pixie. I love it. The only track I've heard so far is When the Thames Froze, which is going to be on our all Christmas list. We're going all Christmas. Obviously Christmas tracks, if you're going to be very, very generalistic, fall into the kind of dark, depressed, I'm sad, or the very, very over-the-top Slade. Are there any over-the-top Slade ones on there, or am I getting what I expect from you guys, which is more chilled out and melancholic?
Yeah, there's definitely a melancholic thread through everything. We've tried to, you know, we've tried to add a bit of communal sing-along and hope in our Christmas songs, but you're right, they definitely fall into the... you know, our favourite Christmas song is The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York, and I think
amazing
that,
song.
That also has a sadness to it, and... you know, Christmas is a time for reflection, and
And we were asking about Christmas films this week as well, because this really splits people. Like, my favourite Christmas film is The Muppet Christmas Carol. I'm not ashamed of it. I love that film.
Right.
What are your Christmas films of choice?
Oh, Home Alone is what I said.
Home Alone. That's a great one.
Yeah,
that's great, isn't it?
The Snowman. Oh my goodness, that's an amazing one.
That is, and great soundtrack to that as well.
Marvelous. Yeah.
I was playing it only the other day.
Oh, you guys, it's such a lovely opportunity to have a Christmas song that's not a novelty record from The Only Way Is Essex. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Our pleasure.
And we look forward to hearing much more from the two of you together and apart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.